Yes, well, there are certain kinds of skeptics who are not just raising reasonable objections and making reasonable comments. There are certain people for whom the very possibility of telepathy is ruled out as a dogmatic presupposition. They're convinced that none of these abilities can really exist. So the only issue is to find out, when they seem to exist, is to find out whether people are telling lies, being fraudulent, or whether they're simply deluded by chance coincidences, selective memory, and so forth. The dogmatic skeptics are quite immune to evidence. Nothing will convince them that these things happen. And that's what I'd call an anti-scientific position. People who, on the one hand, try to suppress scientific inquiry, trying to prevent people doing this kind of research by ridiculing it, making sure there are no grants or facilities for this kind of research, and also just rejecting any evidence that may come up on the grounds it's impossible. That's a profoundly anti-scientific attitude, but luckily, these dogmatic skeptics, they're sort of scientific fundamentalists, are quite rare. They're very vociferous, but there aren't very many of them. Most scientists, in my experience, are actually much more open than they may seem. Most of them don't want to admit in public that they're interested in these things because they're afraid that the skeptics will jump on them and accuse them of being soft on pseudoscience or something like that. So many will keep quiet in public, but since I've come out, as it were, in my interests in these subjects, I often find scientific colleagues in private say, "You know, this is great what you're doing, and my dog does it too." And I only wish there was more of this kind of thing in science, but I don't like to talk about these things at the lab because, you know, people will think I'm weird. It's extraordinarily common, that kind of attitude.